Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are talking about protein today on the podcast.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, protein. Even though I have to say, I think fats are my favorite macronutrient. Protein is definitely a close second. So I'm excited to talk about this. So
we're runner up.
Yeah. It's the runner-up. So we're actually going to be talking about today, so why we love protein for fat loss. We're hearing all the time, you know, media in the nutrition world, like, we need more protein, we need more protein, like, what? But most of us don't even understand why we need protein or what protein is. So we thought today we're going to kind of go through a little bit more information about protein and then how it helps the body in fat loss. And some really great sources too. So some sources that you guys can get protein from that you might not think. So let's jump in.
Let's do it.
Okay. So as I was just saying, so protein is a macronutrient. So there's three macronutrients. There is carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And they're called macros because these are the things that we need more of. So the micronutrients are like things like vitamins, minerals. This is your little nutrition 101. Micronutrients are vitamins and minerals, and we need less of those. So macronutrients also are what provide our body with energy. So that's why they have calories, because calories are basically a unit of energy. You know, we give all this emotion to the word calorie, and we think of it as this bad thing that makes us fat and all this craziness. Really, it is just a unit of energy. It's how much it takes to heat water by like 1 degree Celsius. It's something that's so ridiculous. So protein has 4 calories per gram, whereas carbohydrates have 4 and fat has 9 because there's more energy in a gram of fat. It's more dense. So Amanda, do you focus a lot of protein in your diet? Like,
I do. I would say a little bit less lately, but I would say majority of the time I try to always focus pretty much like all of my meals between, they kind of split between protein and fats. Like that's kind of my main focus for most of my meals. Just because I know that they're the ones that are going to kind of give me a lot of energy and lasting energy. So I try to put more of a focus on there. Lately, I've been a little bit more focused on fats. And that's just because proteins, I sometimes just get really tired of protein. especially of like animal source protein. I don't eat a lot of options. So I get really stagnant with my diet. So then I switch it up and I just start focusing a little bit more on fats and a little bit less on protein. But definitely it's every dish, every meal and every snack I have, I always incorporate protein into it. It just depends on what type and how much.
Well, we're going to talk about some awesome different sources of protein that aren't animal sources after. But the thing, I know you're saying like protein for energy, but protein is actually not one of the macronutrients that's really good for energy. So fats and carbohydrates are the ones that our body uses for energy. Protein is the building blocks of our body. So that's why, like, when we talk about getting a protein, a fiber, which is a healthy carbohydrate, and a fat, the proteins are really, because we need them to build. They are involved in everything. They're involved in our muscles building. They're involved in our bones building, our hair growing, our nails growing. And our body is constantly breaking itself down and building itself back up. So that's why protein is something that's so important that we get, because yes, we're getting energy from the fats and from the carbohydrates, but we have to make sure that we're supporting our body as it's, especially if you're focused on weight loss or you're focused on muscle building, the protein is what's going to help you get there.
So is that then why sometimes if you do like a low carbohydrate, low fat, high protein diet, you'll actually feel really like lethargic?
Yeah, because you can't go low carb and low fat because you have to have one of them as the energy source. So if you're going to go lower carbohydrate, you should be going higher in the fat. If you're going higher carbohydrate, usually you should be going lower in the fat, but I never recommend going low fat because obviously fats are so important for hormones as well as for energy too. So that's why you kind of want, you know what I mean? It's kind of a balancing game. And when people do things like carb cycling, which is a whole other conversation, that's what they end up doing though. Protein always stays constant. And the carbohydrates and the fats rotate. So some days some the carbohydrates are really low and the fats are higher and then vice versa. But you never, the thing that I always think is you never want to mess with your protein. Like you can play around with those amounts, but always kind of keep your protein constant. Because like I was saying, they're the building blocks. And our bodies, we get protein in two different ways. So either we make the amino acids that become the proteins, or we have to get it from food. So that's where when you hear, like, you know the word when you hear essential amino acids or essential fatty acids?
Yeah.
The word essential just means that you your body cannot make it. You have to get that from your diet. So it's that's something I find funny because, like, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that, you know, when we're hearing, oh, this has the 9 essential amino acids in this food source, you're like, wow, that mean must mean it's good for me. But we're like, what does that actually even mean? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what does
no, that mean? It is true. Cause sometimes there's just like language on like, yeah, like even if it's like vitamins or whatever, and it's just like, oh, plus you're going to get this. And you're like, oh, cool. Like if there's something bonus, you automatically think that it's like, oh, I must need that.
I know. And then it's like, but what does that even mean? So next time you see a food label, it says this contains the 9 essential amino acids. That means that it's the amino acids that your body needs that come from food that it cannot make. So the rest of the amino acids, your body can make those. So the thing though to note is that when you are eating proteins from animal sources, they tend to deliver all of the amino acids that we need. But if you are eating your protein from other sources, like vegetarian sources, because vegetables have protein, grains have protein, nuts, seeds, legumes, they are not complete protein. So they are actually lacking one or more of the essential amino acids. So that just means what you really want to focus on if you're going with the vegetarian sources is eating more of a variety. So not just eating, you know, being like, I'm always getting my protein from lentils. You want to be doing like lentils and then chickpeas and then, you know, chia seeds and things like that, because when they're all mixed together, they end up creating that profile of the 9 that you need.
Cool. And would you recommend, I mean, if you're trying to figure out which one you might be lacking, would you recommend doing some blood work to figure it out if you feel as though you might be lacking some of those, or if you're trying to really get your diet super focused?
No. I think as long as you rotate stuff and you don't just eat the same things all the time and you make sure that you're, you know, because that way you're going to get a balance of all different vitamins and minerals. Obviously, if you're feeling like crap and you don't know what's going on and you're eating really well, and you're eating your proteins, your fibers, your fats, then for sure go and check it out. But usually if you're just rotating stuff, you kind of balance it out.
What if you eat the same meal every day for lunch? Because that's what I do. I switch my dinners though and my breakfast.
Well, that's another thing we have to remember too, is that it's not just one meal. Like they used to, in nutrition, they used to talk about to get the balance, like to get the complete protein from vegetarian sources that you had to mix together things like rice and beans.
Yeah.
Which, yes, you can, which is a great combination that you're going to get the full amino acids that you need. But it used to almost be stated that you had to do it at the same meal. But now they're showing that we actually have what's called like an amino acid pool that kind of, it stores amino acids. So just say if you have the beans for lunch and then you have the brown rice at dinner, then you're still going to get the benefits. It doesn't need to be at the same meal. It just can be throughout the day. Yeah.
Cool. I like the amino acid pool.
But that's something that, you know, just anyone who's listening, who's vegan or vegetarian, you got to really make sure that you're eating good quality protein sources and a variety of them. So, because again, they are lacking one or more of those essential amino acids. If you're eating the animal sources, you're getting all of them. So if you are vegetarian, vegan, really pay attention to rotating. And we're going to talk about some different options after. But yeah, so that's kind of why we love protein in general, and what it does in the body. But what we really want to talk about too is why the power of protein is fabulous for fat loss.
So let's do it.
The first thing with protein and why we love it for fat loss is that it helps you feel fuller longer. So do you find, like, when you eat a meal that's like with protein, that you're fuller longer?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I find, well, I actually notice it more when I think of it from the opposite standpoint. Like if I eat a meal that's literally just like a carb laden, like monstrosity, then I'm like starving like an hour later. Like it could be like, I could feel so full in the moment. Cause I'm like, oh, I just ate so much pasta. But if it's like literally like an hour or two later, I'm like, I'm so hungry. Whereas, like, yeah, if there's protein involved, I'm like so much better off. Like, especially in the morning, I find in the morning, if I start my day off with like eggs and stuff like that, I'm really satisfied for a long period of time, as opposed to like, if I have a bagel, then I'll be like crazy hungry.
Well, and that's one thing, like, I recommend to a lot of, like, my clients, as well as to, I talk about this a lot in the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, is that one strategy to really help, especially if you are dealing with intense cravings or you're looking for fat loss, is to have your breakfast focused around protein and fat with, you know, like a low glycemic, which is a low sugar vegetable, like, you know, having something like eggs with kale, let's say. And skipping any like of the quick burning carbs like bread or even oatmeal. Like a lot of people in the morning, if they start the day with oatmeal, they are going to have stronger cravings throughout the day because that already is, you know, really triggering blood sugar, whereas protein and fat don't really impact blood sugar. So you're going to be fuller longer. You're probably going to reduce cravings. And then if you have your carbohydrates, you know, later on in the day, a lot of people respond really well to that.
But the for reason sure. No, I find for me, like if I have, my favorite is to have scrambled eggs with avocado mixed into it.
Yeah. Yummy.
It's so delicious and it's so filling.
I love kale with my eggs.
I haven't done the kale yet. I've just gotten onto eggs though. This is brand new. So I'm taking some baby steps.
I love
it. Maybe I'll start adding some kale to it. But now, yeah, I've realized that avocado mixed into it, it just creates such a delicious flavor and texture but it's so filling. And that's the thing, is like, it will satisfy me for a few hours. Like the idea of having like a bowl of cereal or something like that makes me feel like I'm hungry even thinking about it.
No, and for most of us, it's too much carbohydrates. Like that's what spikes you, you know, and then you crash and the cravings start throughout the day. And next thing you know, you're riding the blood sugar roller coaster throughout the day. And you're wondering why you have no energy and you're cranky and you know what I mean? Like you're also craving sugar nonstop. And we did a podcast about cravings, which you should definitely check out because we talked about some really great herbs too to help with cravings and to help with blood sugar balancing. But as long as you are including protein, fiber, and fat with every meal, you're going to slow down your digestion because protein takes longer for the body to break down and digest. Same with fats. Whereas carbs, we burn them fast, we burn them first. So if you're including proteins with your carbohydrates, then it changes that carbohydrate from being such a quick burning, you know, food. Just say you're just having plain cereal. If you had that with, you know, cereal and then eggs as well, that's going to slow down how quickly your body breaks it down because protein takes way longer to digest.
Now, I also heard that protein helps you burn more calories. Like for someone who's looking like from a caloric standpoint, when they're like, I want to burn X amount of calories per day or whatever, or if they're at least just trying to track calories, is that true?
Yeah. So protein, actually, there's something called the thermogenic effect of food, which is, it's this awesome thing that it basically means that the energy that a food, that's required to digest, absorb, transport, metabolize, and store all the foods that you eat.
Okay.
So when we think of the food we eat, so let's say we eat eggs and there is 200 calories in those eggs. The thermic effect of food, it takes into account how much energy we actually use to burn all of those eggs. So just say the eggs have 200 calories. By the time we actually absorb the calories, it might only have 150 calories because the digestion process and all the transportation and absorption burns calories too, if that makes sense. So the thing is that with protein, it helps you burn more calories because it has the highest thermic effect of food of all the macronutrients.
Is that because it's a little bit harder to break down?
Yeah, because protein is hard to digest. So
yeah, like, that's what I thought.
If you're eating good, clean sources, I hate the word clean, good, let's say good sources of protein, about 20 to 30% of the calories in that protein are used in the process of digestion. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. So, like, if you that's amazing though, because then you know you're like, you know, it almost takes any kind of, like, obviously if you're eating good sources of food, you're not going to have that guilt effect anyways. But even if you do, like, you know, have a big meal or something, but it's mostly like, it's like a protein, fiber, fat and like whatever. But if you eat a lot of it, you'll know that like, oh, like if it's mostly protein on your plate, you're like, okay, well, about 30% might even be gone.
Well, and that's where like we don't want
you kind of like a good like mental thought process if you are someone who's focusing on that specifically.
Well, and we don't want you to go crazy on the protein just because
it's no, of course.
It's like one of those things. Like it's everything in moderation, even moderation. But just to know, and that's why when we were just talking earlier about protein not being the best source of energy where the carbohydrates and fats are, because just say you need 100 calories of protein. Only about 70 to 80 calories are available for your body to use as energy. So it's not, whereas when you eat carbohydrates, they only use between 5 to 15% of calories in the digestion process, depending on how fibrous they are. And fats only use 5%. So that means that all of that extra is available for energy for the body. Because again, that's what calories are. They're just energy for the body.
Yeah.
So protein doesn't have the most amount of energy. But that's the thing that's good though, is that when you know you're eating that those good sources, that it does, the body does break down a lot of calories in the process of digesting it. But the thing with protein too, is that since it is harder to digest, you do need to make sure that you have good, like gut health, for lack of a better word. So that's where, like, if suddenly you are not, if you are used to eating like a lot of, you know, highly processed foods and things like that, and suddenly now you're going into eating protein, you might find that you get really backed up, AKA constipated.
I know a lot of people that tried to do like the Atkins diet, like the high protein Atkins and stuff. They find that they get really backed up.
Well, yeah, there's that
because it's like 90% of their food intake is protein.
Well, and there's no fiber to give bulk to the poop and to get things moving for the insoluble and soluble fiber. But also, if you don't have good like stomach acid, because protein starts to digest in the stomach, which is HCl, hydrochloric acid. If you have low stomach acid, you're going to have a lot of problems digesting protein. So that's why a lot of elderly people can't eat a lot of meat, because they have lower stomach acid. As we get older, our stomach acid gets lower. So just if you are, you know, looking to increase your protein, just make sure that you are still going to the bathroom and you're digesting and taking care of your digestive tract as well, or you might get backed up.
And the best way to do that too is just to find balance, right? Between protein, fibers, fats.
Well, yeah. And eating real whole foods, like getting out the toxic crap, that's really compromises our digestion, is all of these processed packaged chemical foods. Like our tummies do not like it. Same thing with stress. That causes a lot to do with that too. So, you know, making sure you're calm while you're eating. All of these things play into our digestion, because we have to remember, we aren't just what we eat. We are what we can digest and absorb. Because you could be eating the best foods possible, but if your digestive tract is funky and is not doing its job, you're not going to be getting the benefits of that, right?
No, for sure.
So the third reason we love protein, in addition to it keeps you fuller longer and it helps you burn more calories, is that it helps protect your lean muscle mass. And we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, is that, you know, the more muscle mass you have, the more calories your body burns at rest. And that's what we want, to keep our metabolisms revving.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if you're trying to to lose weight or you're trying to build muscle, you need to make sure that you are eating enough protein to protect that.
No, definitely. I know, especially when you're doing a lot of resistance training as well, right? That you definitely need to have protein because you need to be able to feed your muscles.
Completely. And that's where we need to be careful with the cardio as well, because the cardio, it tends to break down muscle mass after, once we're doing too much cardio. So mm-hmm. that's where like something like branched chain amino acids, if you ever heard of BCAAs, which is like, it's like a supplement drink. And usually I'm not saying go out and drink, buy BCAAs to drink, but if you are somebody who's very into weightlifting and you really want to preserve your muscle mass, if you are doing cardio as well, maybe you're looking to lean out or whatever it is, drinking BCAAs during those workouts can actually help, because those are the branched chain amino acids. There's three of them, isoleucine, leucine, and valine. They're the three of the essential amino acids that we can't get from, our body can't make, we have to get from the food. And they're very involved in muscle growth and muscle preservation. So if you are doing a lot of cardio, there's been studies that show if you do drink your BCAAs during, then you will help not break down, your muscle mass in addition to eating protein to protect it.
Very cool.
Yeah. So for the average person, like we do get, because those BCAAs are included in, animal sources and lots of, real whole foods. So if you're still eating a very good diet and a varied diet, you're still getting those branched chain amino acids. You don't need to just drink them, but that's just for somebody who obviously is really looking to preserve muscle mass, especially during like a lean out. Because when we start to lose weight, we have to remember we're not just losing fat. There is going to be some lean muscle mass that breaks down in addition to the body fat, but we want to preserve that lean muscle mass as much as possible. That's why we say fat loss as opposed to weight loss, because we want to focus on losing fat, not on just losing body weight, because body weight includes lean muscle.
Definitely.
Okay, so we talked about the ways to why we love it for fat loss. Let's just quickly go through how much protein we need. Now, there is a lot of different recommendations for protein out there. I'm trying to think of what's called governing bodies, like different things like American Association of Health Canada, things like that. They talk about doing 0.8 to 1 gram per kilogram of body weight. The one thing we mostly go by is 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So that's actually a lot more protein than what like Health Canada, like the very base of the, is it kilograms, is like what, half of pounds, like 2.2
right
kilogram. I don't know my math for that. But so we go 0.8 to 1 gram per, so if you're 150 pounds, you would be eating 150 grams of protein per day. Super easy. And then just break that up between how many meals that you have each day. So just say if you're doing 6 meals a day, that would be 25 grams of protein at each meal, which is very easy to get.
Now, what's the best way to help? I mean, because someone out there who's listening and they're going to be thinking, okay, well, I want to try to have 25 grams of protein per meal. How do I know what is 25 grams of protein? And I know that like obviously over time, you'll just kind of learn that, like it'll just become a learned habit. But for someone who's just starting out, what would be your recommendation in terms of them figuring out if they're trying to eat real whole foods and not processed things where the grams of protein are listed, if they're trying to figure out how much protein they need when they're eating, from vegetables to meats, et cetera. What is sort of your guideline for that?
Well, usually in about like 4 ounces of chicken breast, 4 ounces of ground turkey, 4 ounces of lean beef, those are all around 25 to 28 grams of protein. So 4 ounces like is a lot of times the palm of your hand. That would be one serving. So the thing I like about using the hand as like a serving size is that we all have different size hands. So even though obviously that will change the amount a little bit, it suits it more for your body. So for example, like I'm 5'10", I probably have bigger hands than someone who is 5'1", and I probably need more protein than somebody who's 5'1". So it kind of is like your built-in personal portion control, right?
Yeah.
So always with it, and that will usually be about 3 to 4 ounces. So that will be anywhere between like 20 to 28 grams of protein. So that's a very easy way. We'll get to some other sources in a minute, but and I'll give you some ideas of different amounts. But the one thing I want to say too is that when you're using this idea of 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, if you are someone who has a little more body fat and looking to lose weight, so let's say you're, you know, 250 pounds, 300 pounds, you're not going to be eating 250 grams of protein per day or 300 grams of protein per day. So the best thing to do is use your ideal weight or your body for your height as opposed to your current weight.
So yeah, no, that's a really good point.
Yeah, because if not, you're going to be eating way too much. So use almost like your ideal weight or your goal weight as opposed to, which would usually be anywhere between, for most women to be in a healthy range, anywhere from 100 to 150 grams of protein a day. It might be more if you're carrying more muscle mass, but. So yeah, so in terms of where to get protein, and then we're going to wrap this puppy up. So there's a, we actually have, I'm going to put a link to a blog post that we did about this where we list all of these, but there's, from animal proteins, like we're saying, if you're looking to get anywhere between 20 to 28 grams at a meal, some great sources from animal proteins are things like chicken breast, lean ground turkey, because we just want to get the protein from these sources. We're not, obviously every food is a mixture of, there's protein, fats, and some carbohydrates in everything that we eat. But when you're focusing on trying to get the protein from this source, you want to go for the lowest fat possible. And usually most meat, most proteins from meat don't really have many carbohydrates. If it is an animal source, it might have a little bit because if the animal in the muscles, we actually store some carbohydrates. That's where glycogen gets stored. So if the animal had energy in its muscles, you might get some carbohydrates from there, but which is sounds so creepy.
And, it is a little bit creepy.
Yeah. But yeah, so you want to make sure that you're getting like lower fat. So lean ground chicken breast. Again, eggs would use as a source of protein and fat. That has 18 grams in 3 eggs. 1 cup of egg whites though has 24 grams of protein and 0 fat. 1 cup of Greek yogurt has 20 grams. 1 cup of cottage cheese has 28 grams. And then protein powders too, like a whey protein powder, which is from animal sources because it's dairy, has anywhere from 20 to 30 grams of protein in a scoop of protein powders. Then we have awesome vegetarian sources. So there's things like tempeh, which
I love tempeh.
Yeah, so 4 ounces has about 20 grams. 1/2 cup of tofu, going organic, of course, if you're doing any soy products. 20 grams, 1 cup of beans has anywhere from 14 to 20 grams. Lentils, 1 cup of lentils has 17 grams of protein. So all of these are great, great sources. Other things.
I definitely think a chart or a link or something is a really necessary step.
Oh yeah. No, we have this all in our blog, so I'll just link to this article. But we also, you know, also thinking too, though, that protein comes in a lot of other places, not just those types of sources that we think are protein sources. So you're also getting protein from your nuts and your seeds. Even though they're not as great of a source as, or a high of a source as some of the animal and veggie proteins that we just said, but like 1/4 cup of almond still has 8 grams. So if you're mixing that in with a small amount of Greek yogurt, or if you're having, you know what I mean? Like, let's say for example, some veggies, cause veggies have protein in them too. If you're having a cup of, just that you're having a salad that has 1 cup of spinach, which, a cup of cooked spinach has 5 grams, but just that you're having the equivalent in raw spinach with almonds on it right there, that's 13 grams of protein. You know what I mean? And you might not even be thinking that that's a protein source because you're thinking, oh, I don't have any chicken there or I don't have any fish. So, there are a lot of really great options for protein too, from veggies and nuts and seeds. So this is where it just kind of goes back to that eating a variety, you know, switch it up. Don't eat the same thing at every meal to make sure you're not only getting all the essential amino acids and the different vitamins and minerals, but you're also getting, you know, different balances of hitting your protein grams.
Definitely.
So that is why we love protein for fat loss. So great. So Amanda, what is your biggest takeaway from today?
I think my biggest takeaway would just be the 3 main points to remember, which is like, you know, that protein helps you feel fuller longer. So if you feel like, especially when it comes to breakfast, if you're someone who's eating breakfast consistently and you're like in the next hour starving or start craving like, you know, more sugars or things like that, look at switching up your breakfast. I'm telling you, it's like a game changer because it really does switch. It switches on like your fat burning, but also it's like it switches on your metabolism, but it also keeps you full so that you're not going to feel like you need to eat more, or you have to starve yourself till your lunch hour, et cetera. So definitely start incorporating, figure out ways to incorporate more protein into, especially into your breakfast, but into all of your meals. Also to remember that it does help you burn calories, because I didn't even know that it was 20 to 30% of your calories potentially. So that's fantastic. And then of course, you know, that it does help protect lean muscle mass. So it is an important thing to have as a balanced diet. If you are someone who is really carb heavy, you need to really look at how you can start incorporating more protein into your diet, especially if you're someone who is looking to gain more lean muscle mass.
I love it. I love when we have these aha moments during the podcasts. And my biggest takeaway for everyone listening is make sure that you get your protein in at every meal. And again, it doesn't need to be a massive chicken breast, but we've obviously given you a lot of different options. But like you were saying, you know, reminding that it does keep you fuller longer. It's going to help slow down digestion, balance blood sugar. And even though we are in a very carb or a very protein focused society right now, I find there's still a lot of people out there who are not getting enough protein in. And I see it all the time. I mean, I actually, my boyfriend, I've given him, we're switching up a lot of his eating habits and he's doing very, very well with it. I'm very proud of him. But before, because he works a very active job and he's, you know, doesn't meal prep because he's was, you know, I shouldn't generalize and say he's a guy, but he was not focused on his nutrition. So he was like, so for him, there was a lot of times where it would be a bagel for breakfast. Lunch would be, you know, grabbing a piece of pizza. Dinner would be same thing. Like if you're grabbing whatever it is, you know, poutine or whatever. And none of those are really good protein sources. Like a bagel has what, like a gram of protein or something in it. So yeah, throughout the day, yeah, even though he has a lot of muscle and he's a very active guy, he was not supporting that. So eventually, he's still young enough that he's not having that, you know, seeing the full effects, but eventually it'll break it down. And I see that a lot with a lot of women too. You know, we are still grabbing for the muffin or something that doesn't have a protein source. So really, I know I talk about the gluten-free rule all the time, but really try to make choices at each meal and snack where you have a protein, a fiber, and a fat, and it will make all the difference. Okay, so with that, we are going to wrap this up. So, of course, if you guys have any questions, you want to chat with us, you want to share any ideas for podcast topics, we would love to hear them. Email us at info@fitchicks.ca. We also have our FitChicks Academy, some awesome courses. One that we cover a lot, well, we cover in both, but we really get into fat loss. We're going to talk a lot more about proteins in it too, is in our Natural Weight Loss Coach, which is an online certification to really help you understand how to get the body in balance, not only nutritionally, but hormonally, digestive. We talk about food intolerances. We go through so much stuff. So it's really teaching you how to make sure that you can get your body and your clients, if you are a trainer, into balance to help them lose weight. And then, of course, we have our fitness and nutrition expert program where we cover a ton about nutrition as well. So you can check out those out at fitchicksacademy.com. And of course, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fitchicks. Okay. Have a fabulous day, everybody. And eat your protein.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.